We're inside the ride.
Yep.
We're inside the ride. Back in your dome. Back in your dome.
Another episode.
Ready to share all our playlists. ready to share some dot wavs.
So, oh, some dot wavs. Yes.
That was actually funny, to be fair.
That was an amusing one. Are we just going to jump straight in with this one today? Because
yeah, we're just jumping straight in, man. We've got time to waste.
This one's going to take up probably the whole episode, and it's going to be quite a funny one, I reckon.
Well, yeah, so, and a few people actually hit us up and said, you just need to cover this on the podcast, to be fair.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what we're doing today. Today, ladies and gentlemen,
of the DJ world.
Big up to DJ Flex, because he absolutely shook up the entire planet this week with his tweet.
Bro, do you know what he done, yeah?
What is the picture? What's that from? Is that from Frozen?
I don't watch animated films like that, man. I have no idea what that is even off. So someone please put me in my place.
I feel like it's from Frozen. The guy looks like the guy from Frozen anyway.
It looks like a bootleg Aladdin.
Okay. So yeah, DJ Flex posted up a meme. Basically, for anyone that's not on Twitter, why are you not on Twitter for starters? But don't start with me. I just don't have it on my phone. I have Twitter. I just don't have it on my phone.
Sorry, I had to call you out there.
Yeah, I don't have it on my phone, and that's for a very good reason. I get lost in social media. If it's in my fingertips all the time, that's it. I'll never get anything done, bro. I promise
You're quite lucky, bro, because you see this post, mate. My man had the DJ world in tatters, bro.
Yeah, literally, literally. So DJ Flex has posted a picture of the guy from... I'm just going to say it's the guy from Frozen. If you want to call me out on that, then you need a better life. The guy from Frozen with, like, 100 swords pointed at his neck. And Flex has put, what DJ opinion would have you like this? So he's basically asking you, what is your unpopular opinion when it comes to DJ?
Yeah.
And he smashed it with this. This had like 1.2 million impressions.
That is absolutely outrageous, by the way.
Outrageous.
Do you know what that says to me? That just says to me how, I think I even tweeted this, how outspoken DJs are on social media. Like, yeah. We love the moan, bro.
Love to chat as well.
We love to chat shit. We love to moan. We love DJ gripes. So like a post like this is it literally traveled the universe, you know.
It went around the world.
Man shook up the thing differently.
Yeah, properly did. So yeah, today we're basically gonna be picking through DJ Flex's thread. So big up to DJ Flex for providing this week's sponsored by DJ Flex this week,
you know.
Make sure you go check him out on Twitter, give him a follow. And we're just gonna pick through this entire thread basically and see what the DJs are gonna be saying about this.
Yeah, we don't really have a structure or a format, because we went to look for it and we just realized there was that much in there. Yeah. It was like, literally, you know what? Let's just hit record and see where we end up.
That's basically the format for today, because yeah, there is so many people that have gone through it, and plus the other thing is as well, I kind of wanted to react to some of this for the first time.
Instead of actually just seeing it first. Should we go through the quote tweets first? Should we hit the quotes or should we go through the replies?
You hit the quotes. I'll hit the retweets, and let's take it in turns.
Right, I'm gonna hit the quote tweets, yeah, because I feel like that was where. Yeah, go on. I'm just gonna hit it and open it up, man. Fuck this. We're going in. The first one's actually funny, you know.
Go on.
And it's one that you hear quite a lot, to be fair. Older DJs, I've got to stop telling the younger generation they're not real DJs because they didn't grow up playing on turntables. you could have been using turntables and still be trash.
Yeah,
that's common as muck though, man. You see that from the grumpy old DJs always say that, innit?
That's not a real DJ if you didn't learn turntables.
I got called not a real DJ one time because I didn't have my headphones on.
Okay, yeah,
but I was DJing with headphones, I just didn't have them on at that specific time.
Okay, I think that's different compared to like people that don't use headphones at all. Waveform DJs,
Really, the waveform DJs and the ones without headphones, they're still DJs. They just do it differently.
Yeah, they're still DJs. They're just matching lines instead of actually listening to the beats.
That's the thing. They're using the sync button with their eyeballs, basically. Like, it's not, they're not using their ears. So they're still DJs.
There was just... some sick ones on here, actually, bro. There's someone put, we'll find it when we go through, but someone said sync is just the same as aligning up the tempos on your Serato screen. What's the difference?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was CB that said that. You
was
know?
It CB?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I blame
think it's
CB
in here.
Part for this.
I think we'll probably come to this. We'll probably come to it on here. CB said something like that. Yeah, that the matching BPMs on the screen is the same as the sync button.
He was enjoying this whole thread. Yeah, he was stirring it up. My man was man was retweeting, reposting, throwing his two pence on everything. I won't say that. Yeah, yeah. Older DJs cussing younger DJs. We've been there, mate. We'll move on.
DJs should stop talking over the music.
Well, it depends.
I think some DJs definitely should stop talking over the music. Yeah, actually, you know what? Like I do, I kind of do hear that sometimes. There are some people that love the sound of their own voice, innit? I mean, I'm one of them. I love the sound of my voice when I'm hosting.
Yeah, but there's hosting and then there's just chatting absolute nonsense over the beat.
Talking shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's
there's much. A fine balance. You know what? It's quite mad, actually. When it comes to hosting and using the mic, there's a proper fine balance. And I find that I have to warm up to using the mic.
Same.
And if I'm DJing, I actually have to use the mic quite regularly through the set. If I go off the mic for too long while I'm DJing during that set, it feels weird then picking it up again.
Yeah, yeah, it does. That is so mad that you say this here, because I'll have sets where I don't even want to touch the mic, and then I'll build it up, and then I'll be like, I'll be in my feels, man. I'll be like, I don't want to touch it kind of thing. But then if I get in there and I use the mic from early, like I remember when we did the compound weekly things, yeah, and we didn't hire hosts, so I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
So I just go in there, hit a couple shots early, just to loosen me up. And if I'll be on the mic from early, you can't get me off then, bro.
Yeah, but it's weird, isn't it? Because then if you spend the first couple hours just warming up with the music and you don't touch mic,
yeah,
I feel weird then coming on the mic just randomly at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. That's
but
real...
then if I do...
It's because you built it up, bro. It's because you built it up to like this point where you're just like... You put some unnecessary pressure on yourself where you don't even want to touch the mic now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if I do it within 10 minutes, cool, comfort zone, I'm back again.
Yeah,
but 100%. It's just, it's like that weird one where you've left it a couple hours, you haven't really touched the mic during the warm up. That's a weird one.
That's mad. That's because you won't think that with you, because when you use the mic, you can never tell the difference. Like, you just sound the same.
Yeah, but then there is some sets, and I've been doing it quite a lot recently. I think it's because last year I used the mic so much everywhere. I kind of enjoy just letting the music talk for itself.
Real talk.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I'd agree with that. Some DJs should stop talking over the music.
I'm looking through some of these. I don't know whether some of them are just like, some of them are unpopular opinions or not. Like, I think people just got a bit gassed and started throwing all sorts out of there. Oh my God, all DJs should be put on the electric chair. What a blurred fire.
Wow.
Oh my God.
All right, this is an interesting one, yeah? Introverts are superior DJs. And you know what? I hear that.
I kind of hear that still.
I definitely hear that. The two examples that straight away jump into my...
I know what you're
going
to say, but go on.
Scotty B.
Right.
DJ EZ.
Yeah, I was gonna say like even like Doc Junior and them, man, yo. you don't see them dudes outside, and they are technically gifted.
Yeah, dudes, mind you, but... actually, yeah, I did. I had a turn up with Doc Junior a couple of weeks ago in Belfast, but Scott,
yeah, but that's a rarity, bro.
That is a rarity. It literally is the first time ever in my life. But yeah, Scotty B, DJ EZ, two perfect examples of like quite introverted DJs, both superior, and then just on the flip side. Westwood, proper extrovert, shit DJ.
Yeah, but some. Yeah, oh my days!
It works both ways. The louder they are, the worse they are.
I was about to say, like some of these DJs that are extra loud, it kind of covers up the technical ability. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of makes up for it. That's relatable. That one still
definitely
I hear
does.
One.
Yeah, so Funny. that one's not an unpopular opinion. I actually would agree with that. And another guy, you know, even though he's kind of not really introverted on Twitter, and we talk about him all the time, Donch.
Yeah.
Donch is quite a quiet guy in real life.
Yeah, quiet guy, but the most outlandish. Bro, listen, that guy, he is the GOAT on Twitter, you know. His takes are top level. He has to increase him regular.
Here's one. Someone said, this one, I am bringing the swords out for this one. I don't care about DJs mixing live as long as the tracks are fire. No, I do care about DJs mixing live.
Yeah, I care. I care a lot.
Yeah.
If you can't mix me, it's peak for man. Yeah. To be fair, if I know you can mix, but then you're like hosting your set and doing it in a correct way and running some rhythms, I'm willing to let that slide. But
what, for a whole set?
Nah, not for a whole set, man. Not for a whole set.
One or two, because it is all about the delivery. No one wants to hear all the wordplay for every transition. But this one says, I don't care about DJs mixing live as long as the tracks are fire. So they are literally just suggesting stop, start, stop, start, boom, boom, just dropping big tracks.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
DJs who play All I Do Is Win, aren't we all DJs? That song.
Say that again.
DJs who play All I Do Is Win aren't real DJs.
That is
the emergency backup rhythm, that, yo.
You know what? That song for me,
it's awful.
I still love it, bro. But that song for me,
you put your hands up in the air in it when it goes up.
Put them up! Put them up! Put them up! Put them up! Put them up!
Everybody does.
Everybody says it. I started that. That song for me,
increasing,
is the perfect get out of 75 BPM card.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you know what I do with that?
You use the brake in it where you can
exactly.
Cut it.
Exactly. So everybody's hand go up, and then everyone's hand goes up, and then the crowd starts singing, and they stay there, and then on the one, bang, you drop the start of the next record. Make sure it's a sick one.
Now, you got to play the most outlandish record after that, like a proper curveball.
No, I don't. You know what? I'll be honest,
I'm joking, man.
I'll be honest. I usually, well, actually not usually, but more recently, have used that break to transition into dancehall.
Okay.
So my most recent one that I just do loads is straight into Crocodile Teeth.
Oh.
Because, you know, you've got to play a song that you can drop from the top and everyone will go sick. Yeah, you can't play like an intro edit or a song that ain't, do you know what I mean? One that just doesn't really start with hyper thing. But yeah, everybody's hair go up.
I have got one here, and it's a troll.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm convinced this one is definitely a DJ troll. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, go on.
So someone's put, nights when all the DJs bring their own laptops and controllers instead of using the venue CDJs are more fun and wholesome than normal club nights. Someone has sent my man down from...
Yeah.
Brother, come on.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a troll account.
That's
100%.
That's a big troll. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't even know what to say about that. Someone's put, I would love for everyone in the replies to see how fast we do this shit on a stack night, acting like it's so hard to fucking do. Brother, controllers don't belong in a club. Simple. That's what Ev's put. If you can use a controller, you can use a CDJ.
I mean, I kind of agree with that, to be honest. I do agree with that. It's a weird one. Like, I don't know. I play a lot with...
Imagine you got a lineup with... Say, imagine that compound, when it was like four or five of us. Imagine every DJ pulled out a separate controller in that Shebeens, bro, in the shops.
In the Shebeens. It's a weird one because it's like
putting controller on top of controller, stacking them up like cards, yo.
The one thing I don't like is when the controller DJs put their shit on top of the CDJs or on top of the mixer.
Bro, you come into the dance and you are putting your £20 controller on top of a £5,000 mixer.
That can't run. I don't like. It's not even my mixer. I just don't like it.
Yeah, someone like
I don't know. I don't mind. Like, I don't mind whoever wants to bring their controller and whatnot, as long as the DJ booth's big enough. Like, if it's a big stage or whatever, if it's got a big enough thing, bruv, let's have 500 controllers lined up. I don't care. You're not in the way. But it's when it's like Very, very tight. Oh, actually, I have a story from Bulgaria last week, yeah? Did a show. Bruv, honestly, right, check this out, yeah? So we got there, and it was like a, it was a stage show. So I'm up on the stage, and there's the riser, and there's a DJ already doing his sound check, and he has a controller right in the middle of the table. Now, the table was big enough for two setups side by side, yeah? He's got his shit right in the middle. And then the CDJs, which were on my tech rider, and a mixer, which wasn't. It was the Pioneer mixer with the weird screen in the middle. You know, with channel one and two on the left, three and four on the right, and then that big fat screen in the middle.
One of the worst in
mixer. Brother. Massive. And it's like as wide as a bus as well. This mixer's huge. Right?
Got a monster truck in the booth.
Bro, check this out. I said to the DJ, I was like, can we slide your controller over? Because I need to put my stuff on the front line as well, like not over there. And he goes to me, no, don't do it like that. Put the mixer there. So the mixer's in front of me. And then he was like, and then put the CDJs above the mix. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I've got to reach over the mixer to reach the CDJs.
Mm-hmm.
And bruv, my blood boiled. And I'm not even going to lie, the arrogant side of me tried to bust his way out. Because this was a show for RD. So... in my head, yeah, I'm on the outside, I'm just keeping it very like, no, I need to have the CDJs here. Inside my head, I'm saying to this guy, bruv, do you know I'm here DJing for the headline artist? No one gives a shit that you're here. Move your controller, put my stuff where it's meant to be. Like in my head, I was flipping out. But on the outside, I just kept it nice. But I just said to him, I was like, no, it needs to be...
You're nicer than me, bro.
Rob, I wasn't smiling when I told him this. I'm telling him, but in my head, I was flipping out on 100 times more than I was on the outside, because I'm just like, bruv, who even are you to tell me to put the CDJs there? So I've got to lean over the mixer, like put your controller on the floor if it's so fucking important to your set. DJ down there, you little prick. Anyway,
wow,
I didn't say that out loud. Yeah.
That's what Double wanted to say.
I wanted to say it, yeah, but it's quite important to stay nice with people. And actually, I'll tell you why it's important I stayed nice to him. But anyway, yeah, managed to... I got a smaller mixer anyway, because I used the 900. They went and got a 900, and then everything fitted side by side. And as it happened, I'm glad that I kept my cool with him, because... I realized that I'd actually left my international plug for my laptop at home,
In
back in England. And he had a Mac. And so I had to ask him if I could borrow the little clip on bit that goes into plugs. Yeah. I had to ask him if I could borrow it. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And I realized like if I'd flipped out earlier and got mad, it would have been proper awkward asking him if I could borrow his plug. So yeah.
Fair enough. There you go, mate.
Stay nice, people. But yeah, anyway, controller DJs are shit. Yeah. Is that what? Oh no, that's not what we
don't even.
Saying,
yeah, we don't even need to go. We don't even need to go over that one. It's my man's trolling. I'm not having it. Right, let me. I'm flicking through. Let me have a little flick. I feel like we're playing like a game of bloody Wheel of Fortune here.
DJs. Some people are just being funny. DJs aren't bold enough about their names. Pick something original, like DJ 99 Enum Claw Horse Sex Incident.
What? bro, this is what I'm saying. It just got outlandish. Some of them just got a bit outlandish, man. It got a bit crazy on here. Ooh. Yeah, one about new... We were talking about playing new music in the club.
Yeah.
Kiara Knows Best posted... a lot of DJs these days are scared to play new songs because they are scared of how the crowd will react. But we used to live in a time where we heard all the new tracks in the club. Put me onto something new and delete the old shit, basically. Yeah, we've had this conversation, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Don't need to really cover that one.
Semi agree with that, though.
A lot of DJs are shocked to play new shit.
Is this one an unpopular opinion? Being good at transitions doesn't make you a good DJ. A good DJ is made by good song selection first. I think that's an unpopular opinion, because I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but yeah, you learn to mix, but isn't the song selection of what you're going to mix super integral? So you it need is. To know what you're going to, you need to know what's like, what did you learn first before you started mixing? You knew about music.
Mixing. I don't mix, bruv, my song selection, my vinyl collection, my early days vinyl collection.
Yeah, but I
collection.
Mean, in your head though, like you knew like you wanted to be a DJ, you knew you wanted to pick songs to play or whatever. And then you went and learned how to mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. As I was learning to DJ, my yes early no. days, my early days vinyl collection was awful. Terrible songs.
Yeah, I hear that. I guess back then you couldn't just, you didn't have, the access wasn't there, innit?
Yeah, but not even like my first like five vinyls, say, other than the very, very first one that I ever owned, but I won that when I was young. My first actual DJ collection vinyls were terrible. They were just some random white label and underground hip hop tracks that I just literally bought out of excitement just to be like, I want to be a DJ. I didn't even listen to it. I couldn't even tell you the names of them now, but they were trash. But I learned to mix with them. So for me, transition came first and then the music taste came after. But yeah, I don't know. I think a good DJ is made by good song selection first. Okay, there are plenty of DJs that have great song selection but cannot mix, and it's very, very obvious in their sets that they can't mix, and you don't listen to them and think, well, the songs are fire, he's still a good DJ. You think the songs are good but he's shit. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
I hear that,
but at the same time, someone can do the maddest, techiest mix,
I can't pick the songs.
But can't hold a crowd or can't pick the songs. And you don't think like, oh, he's a good DJ. You think, right, he's got some techers, but he can't.
Yeah, it's like when you see some of these super technical, crazy ass DMC dudes.
Yeah.
But may struggle like reading a dance floor in it and making it bang that way, because half of them techers would be irrelevant in that kind of situation.
100%. Real life people don't care about all that shit. So I think it's a mixture there, you know. I think song selection is extremely important, but I also think transitions, how you move from one song to the next, is also a fundamental part. It's like the left leg and right leg of DJing, bro. You can't run if you don't have both. Do you know what I mean?
Just get a prosthetic.
There you go. Yo. That's what the sync button is. A prosthetic limb.
God, assistance is needed. Yo, DJs shouldn't use the pitch, speed, fader, or any of those fancy mixer effects and just play the songs as they were intended. Yes, that includes EQ and filters. If you're doing more than volume, you're doing too much and the dance floor hates you. What? So no speed, no EQ, no effects, literally just volume.
No EQ. So as you're mixing the song in, you're not...
This guy is saying if you're touching more than the volume fader, then the dancehall hates you. That is some bullshit, bro.
Yeah, that is an unpopular opinion. Get the swords.
Yeah, that is some bullshit. I know, my no, that can't be real.
Yeah, you got to use. I agree. There is a. You're doing too much. There's a fine line between
doing too
using,
much. This guy's
using
saying,
the
don't
right.
do anything, yo. Don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Clashing bass and that, doing a mad thing. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Someone's shooting shots here. 90% of female DJs are crap.
Oh, wow. Bullshit. Yeah, that's just out of line, mate.
I mean...
90% of female, bro, double. Be careful what you say right now.
I mean. I'll be honest, yeah?
Nah. 90% of female DJs are not crap, bro. I don't bear weighty, heavyweight female DJs, man.
90% is a high percentage. But I will say a high percentage of female DJs that I'm aware of are crap. Not 90%. I think that is way too high.
That is way too high, bro. 90.
It is above the 50% mark that I would say are shit DJs compared to less than 50% of the female DJs that I am aware of
Okay.
That are good. Does that make sense? There are some incredible female DJs out there, and shouts to all of them because they're building amazing careers mm-hmm. based off of their skill and what mm-hmm. they can do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have to be real, bruv. There are a lot of female DJs that are being booked because their Instagram slaps and they aesthetically look right.
Do you know what? I think I went past one that said this. Let me scroll back up. Female DJs actually have it easier than male DJs. There are women with absolutely no track record but get booked simply because they look good.
Yeah, I don't think they have it easier than male DJs.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
I cannot think of a male DJ that has ever been booked because they look good.
I definitely think the image thing helps, though. Like, if you've got a good image,
yeah, 100%,
you know what I'm 100%. Saying? Like, look at these house dons that have the slick back hair and the glasses on, and they got the image like tight like that.
Yeah, but that's
all that stuff that makes a difference, man. Trust, if you're looking like a tramp. No offense to anyone that looks like a champ in the DJ game.
me right now in my grey tracksuit.
The image thing is important, but I hear you, man.
Just generally as a DJ, image is important. How you dress, how you look, etc., etc. It is important regardless, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I think the female DJs can put their image ahead of their ability.
Right, yeah.
No one's booking me because I've dressed nice and posted nice photos on Instagram. And they're not saying, wow, Double's a really attractive guy. Let's get him in the club. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No one's saying that. But 90% of female DJs are crap. That is a stretch because I don't think the percentage is that high.
That's a big stretch.
But I do think it's over the 50% mark. Definitely. Because they...
All your female DJs are just listening to the podcast, send to Double on social
media. No, because actually, you know what?
At DJ Double.
Because you know what? The ladies that do listen to the podcast, the ones that I have spoken to or have met, or do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They are actually in the percentage of the good ones. I don't personally know. Just trying to think. Yeah, I don't actually personally know one female DJ that I think is crap, but I have heard plenty that I think are crap. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Any of the female DJs that know me personally, they know I rate them because I've told them on several occasions.
You're double trying, so, to dig his, you're trying to dig his way out now, yeah? This.
No, not at all. Not trying to dig myself out. I'm just making it very, very clear.
I'm joking, bro. I'm winding you up.
The other thing, do you remember, like, we see it so often. And this comes back to the female DJs having it easier. In fact, maybe we need to do a whole episode on this one day, but female DJs having it easier. How often have you seen a post saying venue requires a female DJ for this? Da, 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 da.
Like, I see that quite a lot.
Exactly. Why are they choosing a female DJ? Like, why specifically a female? Because
it's mainly in London as well. It's mainly in London, man.
Yeah, 100%.
I see a lot of stuff going out, like, must be female DJ and stuff like that. I do see that a lot, to be fair.
And that's to do with aesthetics. And that's where I find it's a gamble whether they're going to get a good one or a bad one.
I hear that.
And generally, they don't care if they get, like, a bad one. As long as it's not a terrible one,
as long as it's not a clanging convention.
A clanging convention.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, bro. DJ Zeke, my homie in Liverpool, wrote a really interesting one, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
And he put, the commercialization of, in quotations, urban music has led to the death of the specialist genre DJ within the urban spectrum. 9 out of 10 urban DJs are basically open format DJs who only scratch the surface of each genre within the spectrum, and the clubs are worse off for it. I like that tweet, yo.
Yeah, that's not an unpopular opinion. I think that's
more like a factual statement.
I'm with that, you know.
Not for everybody, like, but in most cases.
Go again. Say that again, just one more time, please.
The commercialization of urban music has led to the death of the specialist genre DJ within the urban spectrum.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 urban DJs. I hate this word, but we're going to use it anyway. Nine out of 10. He's put it in quotations. I think he's taking the piss. 9 out of 10 urban DJs are basically open format DJs who only scratch the surface of each genre within that spectrum. and the clubs are worse off for it. How many times you go in a club and you hear a DJ jump between the six genres, R&B, hip-hop, dancehall, Afrobeats, whatever, and play the same 10 songs in that genre?
I'll be 100% honest and throw my hands up, because this goes back to something I said last week.
We've all done it.
Like, I mean, for starters, I don't like the word urban. Like, I'm not a fan of the word.
But I know Zeke, and he wouldn't either. I think he's mocking it.
No, it's not even mocking it. It's the fact that actually in the social media community or out in the internet, we don't actually have really a different word for it. Do you know what I mean? So, but in terms of like black music genres, yeah, I said this last week, like I'm very proficient when it comes to Afrobeats, but I could not play an entire night of Afrobeats and Amapiano and keep it the levels up where it should be. So mm-hmm. I would never call myself an Afrobeat specialist, mm-hmm. but I do know a lot about it. I know enough to cover what I need to. But yeah, I see it, bro, to be honest. Like people,
I think you could go to most clubs in the UK and you'd see that.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. I've been all over the country. We both have. That is integrated into the scene completely.
I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. I really think that's actually a fact. However, there are some DJs that...
Super accurate, man.
...can do it all, but do specialize in their certain things. So if anything, yeah, I would say like... If it came to hip-hop and R&B, I am a specialist. I could confidently hold down a 24-hour set.
Mine's nothing but hip-hop and R&B.
I could keep the entire 24 hours live as fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can do that. I'm very, very confident there. Not so much dancehall and reggae, although I would say probably like up to about 5 years ago, I probably would call myself a specialist there as well. But I kind of drifted away from it because the music quality just didn't bang. Do you know what I mean? I kind of just sort of wasn't really messing with the new stuff. And yeah, like I say, Afrobeats, not a specialist, although I am good at it. But yeah, I think a lot could be said. Like the same could be said for a lot of DJs. I really do think that actually is very, very accurate with that.
One of the replies is funny. Is but anyone holding out knives is just dealing with a guilty conscience.
But yeah, I don't think that's not an unpopular.
I liked that one. Not really unpopular, but pretty factual, man. And it shows the current state of affairs.
Yeah.
In the UK club scene at the minute, for sure. Maybe even worldwide. But yeah. Let's have a look.
Oh, here's one. Openers who can draw a crowd should be able to play whatever they want as long as it's not the headliner's own tracks. No way. Especially not these days. Definitely not. Like, the openers need to open. If you're warming up for a headline DJ, you need to warm up.
Play your position.
Yeah. So you can't play any. You can't play whatever. Why are you burning the big tracks, bro? It's 9:45 p.m.
Yeah, you got nothing else better
to do.
They're
still setting up the bar.
Got nothing else better to do with your life.
Yeah. And also, it goes back to what we've said so many times. The warm-up can be so much fun and vibes if you dig and just like search your music library.
Brother, listen, I did a warm-up. I rotate at Monkey House in Manchester with the other DJ, and we'll chop and change warm-up, main set kind of thing. I was doing warm-up on Saturday night. Loved it, bro.
Yeah, I'm out of there
by 1:30. You know what I mean? Hand the baton over, relay style, get it nice, get it ready, and just there you go, mate. Take it, bring it home.
Yeah, 100.
Bring it home. Lovely. 100%. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Right, this is definitely an unpopular opinion, I think. The sync button is not is not on your controller for decoration. Use it.
To be fair, in this new day and age, bro, it is there for a reason, man. It's there. That why do you think it is there in big bold?
Don't do that to me. Don't do that.
But not for us, innit? But this new school stuff, man. A lot of kids are running with the sync. I don't agree though, dead.
I think the sync button, yeah, I have never ever used it.
I think it has its routines at home if I'm doing like videos and stuff like that and you want to keep everything tight and you're focusing on tricks and, you know what I'm saying, more technical stuff, then I feel like in that respect, for sure.
I think it's definitely a tool that could be used if you're doing tricks, if you're doing some kind of, I don't know what it could possibly
be. If you're,
be,
just if you're doing 16 bar mixes, yo.
Yeah, what are you doing?
If you're just in a club intro, with on.
Intro, outro mixes. And for starters, you've got the waveforms on, so you've got your eyeballs anyway. Like, what's the sync button even there for? Mm-hmm. But I do think, and I don't know if this is a dying opinion or not, but I do think DJs still should be learning to mix with their ears.
Well, Don,
I think
said
you
this.
Should you should be able to hear whether a song's in or out with your ears instead of looking at the screen. And you should, and I look at the screen sometimes. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, we all do.
Sometimes I do turn the screen on to aid my mix if I'm getting a little bit of a clang on, or sometimes I just do it because I'm in lazy mode. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I do think, regardless of what you used, what age, what music, rah 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 rah, I do think DJs should.
There's been if you're dependent on sync, sometimes the sync can fuck up, by the way, as well. Sometimes the sync can mess up with the BPMs or whatever. It can completely throw you off. If you can't save that mix with your ears or there's no backup and you're dependent on the sync, then I feel like it's all completely wrong then.
Like
you say, we can mix, yeah, we're fully competent. So if we're looking at the screen or whatever, We can still use our ears.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not about, we're not out here depending on that. Like, I've seen people use sync and then something's gone wrong and then that's it. It's curtains then. They don't know what to do. It's panic stations. Ah.
Yeah.
I can't fix it. Can't get it back in time.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. And then
I feel like if you can't use your ears, bro, like you like that, you've got to learn with your ears first, man.
Yeah.
You have to. Like, it's integral. It's integral. All the rest is irrelevant if you can't do the basics with your ears, I feel. But that's just my shout. Personal
opinion. Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, man. I do think, although it's not essential all the time, I do think as a very basic, just very, very basic skill, you should be able to mix with your ears. And the thing is as well, for new young DJs, if you learn to mix with your ears,
mm-hmm.
everything else is so easy.
Exactly. It makes everything else 10 times easier.
Learn the hard shit, and then everything else is just easy for you. But then again, I mean, it depends, isn't it? Some people they're DJs, but not because they love DJing.
Oh my God, this guy's gone a bit too far here. I'm tired of DJs drug shaming others, especially if it's casual drug use. how are you a prude and a DJ? I don't trust DJs who don't party. That's like going to school and not doing your homework. What on earth? Well,
tell me you're a crackhead without telling me you're a crackhead.
Tired of DJs drug shaming others. Right, we'll move on from that one. That's a bit mad still.
That is mad. You know what? It's funny, actually, though. The amount of people, yeah, in my life, when I've actually told them that I've never done drugs, they're like, what? Never. I'm like, yeah, I've never done drugs. And they're proper like, but you're a DJ. It is a bit mad how, like, drug use and DJing seems to be synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I don't get that. It's like we've got a stigma, isn't it? People outside of the industry looking in, you're a DJ. Oh, you're a party animal. You take drugs.
Yeah.
We all like that. And then there's that other myth of, you get bad girls. Mr. Bad girl. Right, this, all that. Yeah, I've been married for 18 years.
Yeah, I was just saying.
My life is boring, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean.
If you only knew.
I don't know about that second one, but the first one, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, a lot of DJs I know are happily married, bro.
Yeah, are
happily settled down. Like, it's, but we have this thing where it's either drugs or mashing bear gal, yeah.
Mashing.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? That was rude. That was worded really wrong. I'll say that back.
But yeah. Yeah, the drug use one, that's interesting.
I'm flicking through.
I'm trying to find one.
Certain people become DJs just to be popular and don't understand the graft behind it. Too busy wanting to be with the ballers on a Saturday night out to look good.
Yeah,
a lot of people do get into it for the wrong reasons.
I don't think that's an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's factual. Shout out Nathie B, my guy. Sorry, I'm eating my fruit salad while I'm on podcasts. I need to not do that. I'm flicking through. Oh, bit of beef here. Toronto DJs over American DJs. Beef across the border.
This is a weird one. This one says, play music that fits the theme of the night / gig. I'm tired of the top 20 of the 2000s at anime / VGM nights. That tweet just went left, right at the end.
I think they've tried to use an outlandish like comparison, but I hear it. You go to a hip-hop night that's promoted as like 90s hip-hop and you're hearing 2000s R&B and dancehall. Or something completely off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I agree, man. If you're doing a themed night, play to the frigging theme, man.
You're gonna come for me when it says this, I know. But I saw a video the other day that was a hip hop event, and it's branded as a hip hop event. It's even in the name. And on their story, Last was playing.
Dead.
A hip hop event.
Dead.
And it, like everybody knows, I love that song with my whole heart. But if I'm booked for a hip-hop event, I'm not going to play it. At most, I might flip the acapella over a rap beat.
Right, well, if it's influenced with
hip-hop, then I'm still within the realms.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's weird. So I agree with that, yeah. The music needs to fit the theme. But I also think like promoters need to think very, very carefully about the theme.
Well, this is what I'm about to say, yeah. These promoters will put on a theme with no care in the world about what their audience is or what their market is. This even happened not long ago.
Go on.
There was a theme night of a certain genre and I've planned all my set and built it. And I remember even before it thinking, is it even worth me wasting my time? They're not going to get it. Get there. Bro, 15 minutes into my set. What do you think I had to do? Emergency evacuation. Because nobody was ready.
They wasn't ready. What was the thing?
It was like an old school R&B kind of thing, hip hop. Right. Yeah. So I was like, right, built my crate and all that. But then the crowd was young students.
Yeah, and they don't get it.
In the world.
No.
And I even said it. I even said when the booking came in, I was like, are you sure they're going to get it? I'll ask this question before I spend 2 hours building a crate for this. Anyway, it just didn't work out again. Like, this is like when you come to the compound thing and we did an R&B brunch and bar 45 minutes to an hour of that 6 hour day, which we've done on purpose, everything was R&B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to stick to, like...
What, the last compound that I came to?
Yeah.
Yeah, although I did, I mean, I'll throw my hands up again. I did flex a little bit on the Afro beats, but I kept it going.
But that was on purpose. We allowed that. We said for like an hour to 90 minutes of the day, we'll switch it up and make sure we give, like, just nice it a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a power hour ting or whatever.
Yeah,
like we can do that, but from when doors opened, from like 4 till 11 or half 3 till 11 o'clock, it was probably 85-90% on the genre.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's like, as the DJ, if you've been booked and you built your crates around the specific theme, the promoters booked you for that theme,
yep.
But the crowd aren't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
My OCDs would be going wild, bruv. They would be going absolutely mad because I'm in my head. I'm like, well, nah, I've got to stick to the theme. I have to stick to the theme. But everyone stood still. They're just staring at me, waiting for a TikTok song to come on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's one of their moments where it's just like
tricky one.
I told you so.
Yeah, tricky one. Because really, some promoters as well, but some promoters, they actually sometimes they will do that deliberately. And if they pack a club out with people that aren't on it, they want you to maintain with the music policy, because over time it weeds out the people that don't want to be there, and that's how they build their crowd. 100%. You know what I mean?
It's whether you got the balls, bro. It's whether you got the balls to persevere to see it through. Because as a promoter looking out on that dance floor, no one's dancing. It's easy. You can easily just get shook and be like, ah, run.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And go back 100%. To the normal, whatever. So I think it just depends. Like, it's not all cases for sure. Because like Chucky's event, for example, slow jams all day, bro.
Yeah.
And it is slow jams all day. Like, sick. Afrobeats brunch, Afrobeats all day. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, certain events know the market and they'll stick to it. Like, yeah, man, it's one of them, but it's not in all cases. But yeah, I hear that one. If you're doing a theme night, stick to the thing, bruv.
90% of DJs are replaceable. Everyone loves their 90% today, don't they?
Yeah. So why is everyone going for the 90%, man? The percentages are high.
Oh. I'm just gonna say, actually,
I would say even higher, maybe.
I was just about to remix the tweet,
maybe 95.
You know what? Let's rewrite it. DJs are replaceable. 100%. Doesn't matter how high up the chain you are. Even the top guys are replaceable. I think the only DJ on earth that is not replaceable is probably EZ.
I reckon even in this day and age, he'd be replaceable now.
No, I don't think
so. Because there's so many more just as technical DJs, bro.
Regardless, brother, all the tools and everything, bro. Do you know how many sons EZ has? All the other DJs that try doing his tricks, and you see them even with the garage doing the loops
stuff. I would say James Hype can do, bro. On a level, I reckon James Hype is just as technically gifted as EZ, bro. And I'm gonna put my neck on the line and say that.
But I'm just going to... I would agree, yeah? James Hype is a very, very sick DJ.
You've seen him recently.
If you ask James Hype,
he's on
yeah?
some shit, bro.
If you ask James Hype, name your inspirations, guarantee you EZ is in there.
Yeah, 100%.
Guarantee 100%. It. So now EZ is James Hype's dad. That's what I'm just saying. Like, do you know what I mean? EZ is the father, bro, like, of so many
bro,
DJs.
Listen.
Inspired so many of us to do these tricks.
Holy.
And all the, even the CDJ DJs that do the on the cue button, loops and certain tricks and certain mixes. Bruv, EZ invented them all. I don't care. And I'll be really interested to know who EZ's inspirations were, because no one else ever has ever done what he does. How does he do that shit? EZ is just AI. He's a robot.
If you went into a machine and said, give me the best DJ on the planet, EZ would just pop out.
But I think, so DJs are replaceable apart from EZ. He's the only one that's not. Every other DJ is replaceable, but not EZ.
Oh, what's it? There's a lot about DJs playing for themselves. I've seen a few comments here. Crowd experience is better when the lineup plays more for the night than playing to kill it for themselves.
Say that again.
Crowd experience is better when the lineup plays more for the night than playing to kill it for themselves. I reckon that's more of a factual thing as well, man. I don't think that's a hate thing, that. Because I agree. When you've got a lineup of four DJs that are all willing to complement each other and play their role, the night is immaculate. It builds correctly. It comes to the right. Do you know what I mean? You can't beat it, man. They're the best. They are the best ones.
Yeah, but I also think the best DJs do also play for themselves. And it comes back to what I've said so many times about adding the one little song in that you love that no one else might not even know. But it's your seasoning. Do you know what I mean? That's your flavor on the
Yeah, you can do that, but you're still playing for the night than being out here just trying to do a mad thing on an earlier set. Or blowing your load before the night is even ready for it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hate doing that. Like, we're talking about music.
Pause. Jesus Christ, man.
I would agree with that. I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. Here's one. You should take requests and challenge yourself to fit them in. How about no, Scott?
is the guy called Scott?
No.
This guy.
That would have been good, though. No, I don't think you should take requests. I hate taking requests. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah,
someone walks up, even if it's a song I'm going to play, I hate seeing your phone screen in my face with words. Like, I hate it.
Yeah, if you hold the phone up in my face now, I semi just ignore you, kind of. I don't ignore you, but I'll just look away.
Because I'm going to be honest, yeah? It's 90%.
Man. And I'm going into a shop and just holding a phone up in someone's face. Like,
I want some groceries.
But I'm just going to say this one, yeah? And I'm using this week's percentage. 90% of the people in the club have no idea about music. They don't know about music. They're not.
I think 90% is high.
90% do not know about music and should not be requesting. They have songs that they want to hear, cool, but they should not be requesting music. I'm just going to be real. Like, nah. However, there are occasions where I have had a bit of a block, yeah? I've been DJing and kind of just got to a bit of like, oh, what direction should I take it now? And someone at that exact moment has requested the perfect song.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's sick. That is a very sick idea. And it's not something I would have thought of. And they've chosen the direction, like, accidentally. They didn't know they were choosing the direction. But then they've suddenly inspired the whole next half an hour of the night just off of that one request.
Yeah, I like that when that happens.
And it's quite rare. It's very rare when it happens, but that's sick. Or the other one, yeah, this is a very special bond between a DJ and a club customer. When they come up and request the song that you've already got loaded to play next.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, you're my person right there. Like, me and you, we're on a vibe. Yeah. They are the two quite rare but special moments when someone comes to requesting songs. Outside of that, bunya request.
Yeah, well, it's when you get someone coming up and asking for like a super, like, well, it'd be left field to majority of the crowd, but to you, like, we would know it as DJs, do you know what I'm saying? And they'll come up and ask for like, it could be like track 7 of a specific album that we know is a fucking joint.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And they'll come up and ask for that and be like, ooh, all right.
Yeah, what do you do?
Not your Rihanna or Drake or your standard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but in that instance, if you know majority of the crowd might not like it or might not dislike it, but they might not know it like that and it's not going to really turn the place up, but it's a song you love and someone else in the room has just requested it, are you going to play it?
Depending on what it is, but if it's one that touches me and I might pause and I'm like, ooh, I might just play it for them just to make them feel good.
I'm playing it because
I might just slide it in there and be like, brother, just for that request alone.
Yeah, that's
you're listening to my soul, brother. Like, I'm gonna play it just for you.
That's my mentality too. It's like, yeah, me and you, let's have a moment. Boom.
Yeah, let's have a
let's have a moment because it's gonna be 2 minutes of friends, the night. Anyone that doesn't like it, then that's not my tribe.
I'll tell you what, but I've got one here, yeah, because we've only got 10 minutes left. I've got to move. And we could be here for about 5 hours, to be fair.
Bro, I feel like we've just scratched the surface.
We've not even got started. We might have to do a part two. Bottle shows in the club distracts the party. Brother.
That's not an unpopular opinion.
That is factual statement of the day.
That is very true.
Bottle shows in the club. I need to be careful what I say here because I play some bottle clubs. But I have this argument all the time. I have this argument all the time, bro. It mashes up the vibes, man. It does.
Yeah.
For the financial gain of the venue, I get it. I fully hear it. I get the whole aspect of bottle shows and what it is and what it stands for. But it mashes up the dance for everybody else. It does. It does. Factual statements. Anyway. Yeah.
All right, someone's posted actually one thing we covered last week. It's not embarrassing to Shazam a song in front of another DJ like you claim it to be.
No, I don't think it's embarrassing.
We covered this last week. We both Shazam in the club. Right, I am Shazam. You play something that slaps and I don't know it, Shazam is rolling out. I don't care.
That's what that app is for, mate. You think I'm hiding? I might dress up as a Shazam next time we go to a fancy dress.
I saw one.
I might dress up as the Shazam logo next time we go to a fancy dress.
What did I see earlier? Serato stems. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember where I saw it. Yeah, but it said Serato stems is the worst thing to happen to DJing.
No.
And it said because it's created loads of mashups that nobody asked for. And do you know?
Oh yeah, but it's definitely unlocked a box of shabit.
I hear it. I hear it.
I
know
it.
Why I hear it. Because
I hear a lot of dodgy remixes too.
Yeah, but what we have now is instead of using Serato stems to enhance the set a little bit and just add some magic, people are relying on it fully to do full-on super technical mashup sets in public. And the problem is the general public don't quite understand what's going on with the song. So you might have two really incredible songs. You're using the a cappella from one and the instrumental from the other. Mm-hmm. And then you're chopping either the instrumentals or the a cappellas and you're just doing some mega mashup thing. But the general public aren't used to that. Like in a club, people want familiarity. Do you know what I mean? That's why you can't play a whole night of new music, because they want to hear the songs that they know the way that they know them. So I kind of hear it, like misusing Serato stems can fuck it up.
Yeah, it's opened up a can of worms. 100%. I agree.
I think you've got to be careful with it. There's creativity is there.
When we're talking about access to music and all that, like now where the access isn't unparalleled on a different like planet now. Anyone can just remix or mash up anything, brother. Listen, every year we get crazy, stupid edits, but now, and that was before stems, so imagine it now. Yeah.
All right, check this.
Heightened.
DJs that are older are the most annoying type of people. it gets better. For the 73rd time, we get it. You used two rocks and a magnet to DJ. And you know how to scratch. And DJs now are whack. But it doesn't make you better than us, Grandpa, because 99% of the time we're washing you.
Oh, wow.
That is
people
a funny
are, people
one.
People are just out here sending in the replies here, aren't you?
I think there's a fine days. Line. The thing is, we all know the type of DJ that he's actually talking about. Oh, you're not using real vinyl. You're not a real DJ. Like, no, we've covered that and we know that that isn't the case. However, some of the older DJs do actually have gems. Do you know what I mean? And some of the stuff they'd say does make sense, but there are a lot that do come at it from a bitter point of view. Do you know what I mean? Because they're like, even though we talk about how easy the younger generation have it and like the new DJs, the technology available to them is making it so easy for them to come out now. Like neither me or you are bitter about it. We're just like, well, this is what it is.
Yep.
But there are some DJs that are like, oh, well, yeah, if you can't mix this and that, you're not a real DJ. Like,
if you don't use vinyl.
And they say it from a bitter perspective. Yeah, if you don't use vinyl, if you don't know the struggle of snapping your needle, like.
If you didn't use two rocks and a fucking magnet.
we're past that. I think it comes with, it's how you say it, isn't it? It's the ones that say it from a bitter point of view.
Yeah, 100%.
We can say it, like we said in this episode, like you really should learn to mix with your ears before anything else.
Yeah,
but I'm not saying, oh, if you can't mix with your ears, you're not a real DJ. I'm just saying, like, I would advise you learning to mix with your ears first. That's what it should be,
yeah,
in my opinion. But yeah, I do think,
in
like,
my humble opinion.
But yeah, some of the older ones are bitter about it, and yeah, they are the annoying ones.
I'm just looking. I'm trying to flick through and find a couple more before.
Reloading after every song is nonsense. Yeah. Some people do reload too often,
bro,
you know.
Listen. That is a pet hate of mine. And again, it's like bottle shows. You mash up the flow, man.
Do you know what
the worst thing is? Unwarranted reloads. Man will gas themselves and wheel up the tune, yeah? And it's only you that's gassed. Bro, what happened? You wheel up a song when the whole room is going crazy. That's what a reload is. You reload when it's too much for the room to handle.
Yeah, definitely. Or when someone throws 20 quid on the decks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not even pulling it up if the moment it's isn't right for 20 quid. No, I'm not. I'm giving them the 20 quid back.
Oh, no, I'm taking the money. If they're chucking 20 quid on the decks, I'm just going to ruin the song.
No, I can't. I'm wheeling the song. I can't be bought for £20, mate.
Oh, well, I'm a cheap whore.
Double as a DJ prostitute.
Someone gave me a fiver the other day, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, I did it.
No, if you throw a fiver, if you throw a fiver, that's below the minimum, man.
Well, he didn't throw it. He actually just handed. Oh, no, sorry, it wasn't for a reload. It was for a request.
Have you ever been given a coin?
Yeah, I got given. I can't remember how much it was. It was at a student night. No bullshit. I got given like something random, like £1.67 or something to do a pull up. No bullshit, bro. I swear on my life, it's the truth. I can't remember the exact amount though, but it was like 167 or something like that. I counted it. So I'm like, what the fuck? But I did it anyway.
Man was whipping out coppers, man. Oh my days. It's the unwarranted reloads, bro. I don't think it can run like the,
yeah.
We've lost the art of what a reload is. Like you might hear one or two in a night, but like, yeah, weirding up every song just so the host can say a couple words. just to say, literally, let's go from the top again. Like, there's nothing even important getting said before the song starts again. Like,
yeah. You know again, saying? I am guilty. I have been guilty of that.
Nah.
But it's an awkward one when
we have to stop.
When it's a song that builds, and it's not a song that drops from the top. So like, you wheel it up, and then you're like, right, let's do it again. And then it's like you got to wait for that moment again. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, well, you wheel it up and you've got, and it's
you've
not.
Wheeled, it, no, the intro's playing and it's building up to the drop.
You wheel it up, but you've played the intro edit. We've had this conversation and then you got to run the 16 bar loop again.
Yeah,
everyone's looking around. Why is he playing the instrumental? technical.
There was one I just saw. this is, in my opinion, an unpopular opinion. DJing weddings is more fun than DJing clubs.
Nah.
DJing a wedding is like my worst nightmare. Like for real, my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I think we covered this. We covered this one last week, didn't we? The wedding stuff and all that. Like you do weddings if that's your bag, man. If it's not, stay away.
But like if I died and went to hell, it would be me behind the decks at a wedding on a continuous loop forever. And as soon as the party finishes, it has to start again. And I've got a DJ for another wedding. That is my that is my idea of hell. Or a kid's party.
I'm just looking through it. I'm trying to find some more fun ones quickly. There's a lot of Americans and Canadians in here just cussing, bruv.
Here's
another 90%. 90% of DJs on lineups are whack. They just know who's arse to lick. There's a lot of 90% today.
There is a lot of 90%.
Flip your neck. Everyone's gone high on the percentage.
Someone said Record Box is better than Serato.
No. I'm not getting into that.
No, yeah, that is an unpopular opinion. Well, no, the Record Box DJs might agree.
Most
DJs don't have personalities outside of DJing. I feel attacked.
that is outrageous. Oh, most of the DJs I know are good people with dope personalities, man. But like you say, you do get the introverted ones. But even still, they're still funny dudes, man. Like, I won't say they don't have personalities. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, unpopular opinion. Last doesn't slap like that anymore.
It definitely doesn't slap like that
Blocked.
Anymore.
Blocked.
Bro, it doesn't slap like that Blocked. Anymore, bro. Behave.
No, you know what? Actually, the one that gets a bigger reaction than last, it's Plenty.
Yeah, it's Plenty goes off. But last, I told you, I said it. It'll be short-lived.
No, bruv, how is it short? It's not short-lived.
Up here, that song dies after 15 seconds now, bro.
No, it doesn't. Not when I play it.
Yeah, it doesn't, Manny.
Nope.
You're 250 miles.
No matter where I play
250 miles away.
Even when I played it in Manny, I played it all the way through. It went off.
Nah.
Don't chat to me about last, bruv.
Yeah, last time you're going to play it in my rave. No joke.
No, it's not. Watch. I'm going to play it twice, and then I'm going to play the drum and bass remix.
I will unplug your controller.
I don't have a controller. I'm a real DJ. I use turntables.
Double's getting personal now because I last. Look at him.
Bro, yeah. I told you, I'll die for that song. I will defend that song to the end.
Yeah, you'll defend it in front of 100 swords.
Yeah, like last is the anthem. The only thing about last is it's so different BPM wise to all other.
You have to play your whole night around how you're going to get to that song.
Yeah, no, basically it's like
it's in an alleyway where nothing else sits.
Yeah, it's a mad one because you can't play it in the middle of a, or I can't play it in the middle of an Afrobeat set because it's so much lower.
Uh-huh.
And my comfort zone for Afrobeats is kind of between 102 and 110 BPM.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like there's a lot of 120 good Afrobeats as well. But my favorite
on purpose.
My favorite zone. Maybe. I don't know. But his like some of his catalogue is a lot slower as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah, but not that slow. That's it's what 88, 87 last.
Yeah.
Yeah, mad thing. Yeah, that's down there, yo.
But Burner's got songs that slap at like 80 BPM, bro. So but they're just not club joints like that. Do you know what I mean?
Right, we need to. Right, we got one or two more. Let's have a look. We need to make them good ones. So we might have to do a part two for this before I go back on tour on Friday, maybe. Because this is easy to do. We can just jump back in and hit record again and just chat more shit. these are lightweight. These episodes. These are the best ones. It does get to cuss out and voice opinions. It's lovely. I'm flicking through. Oh my God, someone's just quoted input. You all need to shut up. Wow, someone's not feeling it. Big up Latin pop. Wow, interesting name.
Right, it's funny. I'm just looking and I'm not seeing any that I disagree with.
Yeah, same. I'm flicking down. I'm just looking. Oh, there's a lot of sync ones. I'm just gonna flick right down and see if it opens any up. Yeah, there is a lot of nonsense.
There is a lot of nonsense.
Oh, there's another one. If you don't know how to use vinyls to DJ, take a seat. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I've always thought, yeah, that opinion is the same opinion as like a photographer saying, oh, if you can't take photos on film and develop the film in a dark room, you're not a real photographer.
Yeah, yeah.
I always think of that when people say like, if you can't do vinyl, you're not a real DJ. Shout out to the young DJs that do learn on vinyl and do take the time. Like, I think that's sick, and they're clearly the ones that love the art. Do you know what I mean? But it's not using vinyl these days is not essential.
Everyone plays too loud. What the hell? Yo. Oh my God.
That's funny. Someone's put, this is an unpopular opinion. Vestax turntables are better than Technics turntables.
Ooh.
You're trolling. Well, nothing.
I can't lie. Yeah, they're not better than Technics, but Vestax back in the day were very, very solid turntables.
Better than Technics? Better than Technics?
No, they're not better than Technics, but they did run very, very, very clean, man. My boy had a pair of them with a straight tone arm on it. Yeah, I remember using them, yo. They were actually pretty lit to mix on, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Shout out the Vestax crew from back in day.
No, Technics, nothing is better than Technics turntables, man.
Yeah, I'm struggling here. I feel like there's just so much.
I'm just, you know what? I'm looking through the list. I'm not even seeing stuff I disagree with. So it's not even unpopular opinions. Warm-up sets are better than headline sets. Oh, okay. We already covered this. It's okay to use the sync button.
Some DJs love to be stingy when sharing songs. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll come to your next place of work and Shazam everything you do. There you go. You'll have trouble Shazamming my sets, mate, with half my Bandcamp edits.
Yeah, some mad ones, isn't it?
They ain't showing up on Shazamage. I found a pocket on a Bandcamp the other night. When you find a little pocket and then like it'll do like the algorithm will like feed you extra bits. Like,
do you know?
I spent about $50 on the Bandcamp the other night just on singular, just on individual edits, bro.
Love that. But do you not find, if you're sat at home in a certain mood, in a certain environment, listening to edits, it's a different vibe to like being in the club when you're gonna play them. Like, yeah, I found 100. there's certain songs, yeah, when I'm having a little bit of a dig through my crates and I'm trying to find, I just want something not even brand new, but something I haven't played for a while to just bring it out of retirement and put it back into my sets, yeah, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then I'll be sat at home or just sat in the car driving, listening through certain crates and old folders and stuff, waiting for that banger. And it comes on, and at that moment I'm like, yes, that's the one. But then when it comes to the club,
yeah, and yeah, you start.
I draw for it, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know that it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna hit right. I don't think it's gonna do that.
I hear that. You definitely do have to try and picture the environment or listen to it in a different light for sure. Because yeah. I've bought loads that. What the hell, a high percentage of them haven't even been played out. I can't lie, but I'm just one of them guys. I like digging, man. Like it's my equivalent of crate digging back in the day. I'd go looking for vinyl. Now I do that on these online platforms and go digging for edits. Like that's what I get excited over. That gets me gassed.
Yeah. But yeah, guys. I find I'll find some, and then just yeah, when it comes to the club environment, I'm just like, oh, I don't know if it's gonna work. And sometimes I don't take the risk. Sometimes I do and it works. Sometimes I do and it doesn't work. But sometimes I just don't bother taking a risk.
I can't find any more for now. I'm gonna have a little dig. I'm gonna have a proper dig because I'm doing the doom scroll. I'm doom scrolling.
It's time to delete those YouTube rips. I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. I mean, I hope it's not an unpopular opinion because really. We shouldn't be playing YouTube rips.
No, we shouldn't. That's when you're not a real DJ, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'll say that one.
I was in a club not too long ago and someone requested a song from the other DJ that came on after me. And I watched him during his set, go onto YouTube, find the song, put it through another website, rip the MP3 and play that song next.
Mad thing.
He didn't even know the song, but he ripped it and played it next in his set.
Wow.
Yeah, that mad. To me is mad.
Yeah, that's mad. I'm not on that.
Yeah.
Not on it, mate. I'm not on the YouTube rips.
Thank you very much to DJ Flex for sponsoring today's
podcast
and giving us an entire hour's worth of content on this.
But make sure you follow him, by the way. It's at only DJ Flex on the Twitter if you want to see more outlandish, crazy comments.
Go and check that whole entire thread. If you've got, bro, I can't believe that took us an hour to get through, if I'm honest. That's crazy. And we didn't even get 90% of it done.
Listen, we didn't even escape the surface there. Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. So yeah, go and check out that whole entire thread because it is a very amusing read. Very good.
Big up DJ Flex.
Yeah, big up DJ Flex. At Talkover Pod on the social worlds, we are of course available on all the DSPs, which if you can hear me say this now, you're listening on one of them, so you already know. Do us a favor, if you've got any DJ mates that don't know about the Talkover podcast, just send them a link. Just tell them you should listen to this because it's fucking sick. And yeah, hopefully they'll listen.
Yep, listen to me and Double chat shit for an hour about people's gripes and
every week. Love, hashtag Talkover Pod. If you're talking about us, if you want to discuss anything, at Talkover Pod on all the socials, hit us up. DMs, tweets, all that good stuff. Let's get involved, have a conversation. We'll be back again next week. DJ Double and Stylo, Talkover Podcast.
Yes, sir. In a bit.
Bye.
Safe.